The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. This past week, the front page of our local newspaper reported that so-called fairness ordinance was being debated by our city council. This has been happening more and more since our U.S. Supreme Court took the side of homosexuals in a marriage ruling last summer. Now the debate has come to our small mountain town. What is a fairness ordinance anyway? Those who support homosexuality say it is a local ordinance for the purpose of protecting homosexuals from job discrimination and discrimination in government housing or other tax-funded programs. They mask their purpose by trying to pull other groups, such as minority groups, under the umbrella of the Fairness Ordinance. But when it all shakes down, it results in the homosexual agenda taking more of the rights of other citizens, rights like those who are better qualified for a particular job, or an employer who has invested all the blood, sweat, and tears with which to build his business. So-called fairness ordinances take away the religious liberty of a church organization by forcing them to hire a homosexual when homosexuality is against the very Bible which that organization exists to teach. What's fair about all that? If so-called fairness ordinances are allowed to exist at all, they will eventually destroy every liberty which makes life the best it can be on this earth. But the greatest wrong in any so-called fairness ordinance is that it exists because someone wants to live outside the moral boundaries God reveals in the Bible. No honest student of the Bible denies that the Bible condemns homosexuality. It states in the New Testament in Romans 1, "For this cause God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was fitting. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they who commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." The Bible further warns of judgment on homosexuality in Jude, verse 7, which says, "Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire." Ladies and gentlemen, liberty cannot exist in a society which throws away morality, what our founders called virtue. Because only if we control ourselves from within can the rights of others be protected. It is impossible to have both liberty and loose living. Only morality as defined by the Ten Commandments can maintain liberty in a society. John Witherspoon, president of Princeton College and signer of the Declaration of Independence, stated, "A republic must either preserve its virtue or lose its liberty." Samuel Adams, father of our American Revolution, which secured our liberty, wrote, "Revelation assures us that righteousness exalts a nation. Communities are dealt with in this world by the wise and just ruler of the universe," he said. "He rewards or punishes them according to their general character. Public liberty will not long survive the total extinction of morals." So is Jesus' way the truth? Or is the mind of man the truth? Which is the real standard? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.